This is Valley Edition. Today marks the final day of Domestic Violence Awareness Month. Across the United States, it's estimated that 1 in 3 women and 1 in 4 men have been physically abused by an intimate partner. Here in the San Joaquin Valley, law enforcement agencies receive 15,000 to 20,000 reports of domestic violence each year. In an effort to reduce these crimes in Tulare County, the Sheriff's Office earlier this month announced a new strategy for fighting domestic violence, one they hope will aid not just in responding to reported crimes, but also preventing future ones. FM89's Carrie Klein spoke about the new approach with Lieutenant Mark Gist, a project director with the Tulare County Sheriff's Domestic Violence Unit.
Well, Lieutenant Gist, thank you so much for speaking with me today.
That's great. I'm happy to be here to discuss this.
So Tulare County recently announced that it's implemented a new program called the Domestic Violence High Risk Team. It's a model that was introduced by an advocacy organization on the East Coast. Can you just tell me, what is the Domestic Violence High Risk Team?
It's a multidisciplinary team. And with that, we assess and come up with a program for our victims to give them ongoing monitoring and containment of the situation and additional services for the victim. And that would also include the abuser or the suspect in these cases. It's a component or a team, if you will, from the Tulare County Sheriff's Office, members from Family Services of Tulare County, prosecutors from the Tulare County District Attorney's Office, and officers from the Probation Department of Tulare County as well. All in all, it's the goal of Sheriff Boudreaux and our partners to reduce domestic violence overall in the county and also to potentially alleviate any further domestic violence assaults that are near lethal or lethal.
So it sounds like whenever first responders go out to respond to a claim of domestic abuse, you know, they're kind of they're serving the victim for all these different levels of just how bad the crime was.
Correct. All of our first responders and detectives have received specialized training. And part of that training is the use of a DALE form. It stands for Danger Assessment Law Enforcement. That form is introduced out by our first responders with the victims during the investigation. There are specific questions that are research-based, and this form was put together by the partners of the Jenny Geiger Crisis Center back east in Massachusetts. And this form with the 11 questions are asked out in the field by our first responders to the victim, and we end up getting a score, if you will. Scores of 7 or higher are deemed high-risk cases. Scores something possibly below a 7, maybe it's a 3. And the first responder still thinks, based on their knowledge of the particular family or the case at hand, they have the power to check a further review box. Having that said, if they check that box, that'll come over to our detective bureau, and we immediately follow up with that case.
So how would you quantify the problem of domestic violence in Tulare County? And what was the impetus for implementing this new program in the first place?
There's a couple reasons with implementing it. One is the Domestic Violence High Risk Team, that was a goal and objective with a 2014 to 2017 existing domestic violence grant that the Sheriff's Office had. With that, the goal and objective was to create that team and have it implemented before the end of the grant. And we did that. It took approximately 10 months of planning, policy creation, review of cases, and a mapping system, if you will, to make sure that case investigations don't fall through the crack by any means. The other reason that was put into the grant as a goal and objective was due to an annual increase of domestic violence occurring in the rural areas of Tulare County. It was also because we started to, over the years, see an increase with domestic violence-related near-death or lethal cases. So the sheriff, he's very serious about combating crime and trying to reduce crime. So that's the other reason that we partnered up and went through this 10-month planning session to create this team as a way to reduce near-lethal situations or lethal domestic violence-type cases.
So how is this different from how the sheriff's office was dealing with domestic violence claims before?
The difference is going to be, obviously, the use of a form with research-based questions, and these questions get more into the history of the relationship between the victim and the suspect. Traditionally, when first responders go out to a call for domestic violence, they do an assessment, an investigation, make the scene safe. They get the elements of the crime. They determine who the aggressor is, and they make an arrest. This scenario here where we're introducing the form, where the team comes into play, once the form's completed, there's a score for an initial assessment. And if the score reaches a threshold number, and if it's deemed high risk based on the score, then it gets the attention of the domestic violence high risk team, which is all the partners. From there, communication is even just as important as it would have been from the very beginning, if not more, where we sit and discuss a plan of action for the victim and a plan of action for ongoing monitoring for the suspect.
And so a key part of this strategy is, as you said, this danger assessment for law enforcement, this questionnaire. Can you give, obviously every case is going to be different, but can you give some examples of red flags that might sort of indicate that this is a really high-risk case that they're dealing with?
Certainly. You know, I'm not going to divulge all the questions from the research-based form, but what I can tell you, what makes things considered to be higher risk than others will be strangulation, and if there's a history of that, and oftentimes there's a history where things go unreported until we get involved, and so that's part of the history. So strangulation is a red flag. The other red flag is the presence of firearms in the house, and ultimately threats of suicide, typically by the aggressor.
So this high-risk team was brought out in a pretty substantial sweep earlier this month. Tell me about how that went down.
That was the 15th annual Domestic Violence Apprehension Detail. As a national detail, and there's more than 1,000 agencies that participate annually, it's done on one particular day, and we did that on October 19th. The results may not have been as high as we would have liked, but that's predominantly based on the day that it was done. But we ended up serving 20 arrest warrants. There was 17 in custody, 12 were male and 5 were female, all for domestic violence-related arrest warrants. That's something that we're going to continue to do every year, and to support not only Domestic Violence Awareness Month, but also to support the awareness of domestic violence. And it's a way for us to speak out for our victims, possibly who are too afraid to speak out for themselves. So we're going to take that upon ourselves to go out and continue to do large sweeps, continue to ask for allied assistance, and continue to help those victims any way we can. And this is just one way that we can help them, by getting sure that the arrest warrant is served.
Great. Okay. Well, Lieutenant Mark Gist, thank you so much.
Oh, you're very welcome. Thank you.